delight to be with you today. What a wonderful privilege this is. I hope the Faith, Family, and Freedom program will be one that you can appreciate and enjoy. Perhaps maybe you can get something from it. Maybe there will be a gem or a nugget that might just fit in with you somehow. We obviously are trying to do our best to have a program of variety. I want to go to more places, on-site locations, and we'll be sharing some of those with you in the near future, hopefully. And it's always our desire to have a program that holds your attention. You know, it's not very beneficial if you have a program and nobody cares about watching it. So we're mindful of that. Our goal is to advance what we believe to be the faith of our fathers, our family structure, and our freedoms. You know, we believe that each one of these areas is under continuous it's under criticism, I should say. I was looking for another word there. But I think that we could all agree that you can't watch the television and not see how that people are promoting abhorrent lifestyles, abnormal type thinking. You know, when people want to pretend to be animals, when we have movements that are trying that are very anti-Semitic, that go against Israel, that go against the Bible, that go against what God has ordained, we can know then that we have some huge mountains in front of us. I read not long ago where that what God promised to Abraham and to the future nation that we call Israel would be the area equal to the size of Texas. They have today about 0.3% of that land. And this little land that's around 8 million people or whatever has been persecuted from seemingly decades and centuries. And you know, in the old Bible, when the people of God would get away from him, God would send a plague or famine or war. And today we're seeing the results of, you know, like when the people crucified Christ, they said, "Let his blood be upon us and our children." What a statement. They couldn't realize how futile and how exasperating that would be in that proclamation. But I'm here to remind you today that the land that we recognize is the apple of God's eye. They are not going to be obliterated. God will establish a nation in a day. They are the people of God. He's not through with them yet. Israel, in my estimation, is the timepiece for the Middle East. It's the prophetic clock that's ticking continuously. And I think that you and I would do well to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. And it doesn't matter how many nations or how many alliances or what group of people try to do away with God's people, it is not going to happen. And we'll be with you in just a few minutes on another segment. I believe in this day and time when we see people that have made decisions, and it's not my, I guess, responsibility to clear the minds of everybody. But I wonder sometimes if we could get down into the inner recesses of what people believe. What is it that they believe that will take them to heaven? There are certain people that believe that you've got to beg God, that you maybe won't get saved the first time you ask him. That's actually, I've been told that. There are people that believe that you'll probably hear a voice or see a light. Some believe that it's such an experiential experience that it'll be so dazzling and so obvious that there'd never be a doubt in your mind. I do not believe that the Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches us that by faith, what is that? When we trust Christ totally, implicitly, altogether,
take him at his word. That is as far as we can go with it. When we believe that Jesus Christ died, was buried, is risen, and that he's the Savior of all that will come to him, that becomes saving faith. It's believing. It's not your experience of thinking, well, did I hear something? Or when I struggle early on in life, I thought maybe according to everybody that maybe you were to see lightning or hear thunder. I actually believed some of that. And it finally occurred to me that faith is just believing and taking God at his word. It's repentance, obviously, is taught. It was taught in the old Bible. It was taught in the New Testament, in the Gospels. And it's still true today. And repentance is simply the act of turning from your ability, turning from Christ and trusting him. That is the act of repentance. It means a complete turnaround from where you are to the fact that you would admonish and say, I believe the gospel. Listen, if we had to atone for every sin, everything that we'd ever thought, everything that we might have said or done, we would be in that process a long time. God did not ask us to climb a greasy pole 90 feet high to show that we wanted to be saved. When one comes to the knowledge that he is lost, that he needs a Savior, those are the conditions necessary for you to cry out unto the Lord. And by that I don't mean you have to just weep, although people weep over their sins, and that's a good thing. But it's not a matter of our crying or not crying, but it's a matter of our simply trusting Christ as Savior. You'll be surprised what people tell you. A lot of people believe that they're going to go to an intermediary place called purgatory. And after much penance, and after much maybe crying and perhaps giving, maybe doing some great deed, that they can get out of that temporary place and go to heaven. The Bible does not teach that. The Bible says this very much so. He said this over here. He said, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You'll be surprised today at what folks believe. It's sad to me. It's sad to me how people pick churches. They pick churches on the basis, do the family go there? Do I have relatives there? Do the grandkids go there? What if the grandkids decided to go to some other orthodoxy, maybe go to a Buddhist temple or something? Would we follow them there? I really believe, I think this is true, Christianity can survive without America. Got it? But America cannot survive without Christianity. We're probably, biblically speaking, the most illiterate and most ignorant of biblical doctrine that we've ever been in our history. I believe there's probably less study on the Word of God than we've ever seen. That's why people say things and they can't back them up. They'll say, well, it's my opinion. If my opinion contradicts what the Word of God said, I need to let go of my opinion. The Holy Ghost, you ought to get this, never contradicts the Bible. And the Bible never contradicts the Holy Ghost. We also have a lot of people that go and they can get all built up in the singing, but the preaching never gets to them somehow. Let me tell you something. He didn't say that you were going to heaven because you sing. He didn't say you were going to go to heaven because you show up at church every once in a while. I am of the opinion that a lot of people are missing the mark. I'll tell you what I think is important. If your salvation will lead you to a church and that you ought to be there consistently, that's some great evidence to me.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Wherever you are getting the Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom program, be sure that you tell your church people, your neighbors, your friends, your fellow colleagues, your fellow employees, that it would be an honor for us to be a part of your viewing day. We thank you for that. Also, we're telling you that we have a book that's titled, It's Always a Struggle, But. We're hoping to get those in hand to you so that you can enjoy them. And you can go to the website, Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom, to get your copy. We would hope that you might want to take advantage of that. Also, if your church would like for us to come sometime, have the pastor to give us a call. Our number is usually on the screen from time to time, and we're just a fundamental evangelist that's trying to do our best in these dark times to speak truth to error. And it's a great responsibility, but it's also a great opportunity to think that we can share the gospel with other people, tell them about the saving grace of one who lived a perfect life, went to an old rugged cross, and gave his life so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He that was rich became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich. And so that's a wonderful story to be a part of, and we're going to say more about that as we continue into the programming.
Get started.
Let's get started. Greater Vision, you want to come up here and get us out of all of this.
Greater Vision!
Together and welcome Greater Vision.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us as would be indicated there on the screen. It's always a delight to have special guests, friends, and people that we've known as we get around the country, and today is no exception. I want my dear brother here to introduce himself to the audience and tell you what he's doing.
Hi, it's good to meet you, Brother Phipps. My name is Jason Hamby. I serve as Far North Director for Macedonia World Baptist Missions, situated right there in Houston, Georgia. And I've been with Macedonia since I was 3 months old. So I grandfathered into the thing with my family, who were missionaries. So I'm a second-generation missionary, and I'm also training and to step in one of these days in the future as Assistant Director. So we're praying for that and trying to help out wherever I can, you know, if it means cleaning toilets or whatever.
Well, I tell you what, your enthusiasm and your determination, your resolution to make a difference is very evident. You see a good future for Macedonia, do you not?
Amen. I tell you what, God's on his throne, and he's always taking care of Macedonia, and I think as long as we keep our focus on him and his mission field, and the souls that are dying and going to hell around us, I think as long as we keep our focus there and do what God wants us to do, we're in the right direction, and that's where success comes from.
Well, I know here at this conference that I've been privileged, and what a privilege to come and meet so many fine friends, Brother Amen. Campbell and yourself and different ones. You seem like that you know just about where everything is. I don't know if you compartmentalize it or what, but you know what's going on.
No, I have a good wife. That's what it is. She's my memory.
Yeah.
But no, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And no, I'm learning. I'm you know, now I've got books and notebooks of things I'm filing and learning. And so it's a lot of fun. But we praise the Lord for every minute of it.
Well, you're committed to it.
Amen.
You're steadfast.
The theme, yes, sir. The theme of this conference.
Are you steadfast in the work?
Listen, we have to be. Because, you know, our calling, you know, is from the Lord. And if we don't follow what God has us to do, I tell you what, when we get to stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to give an answer for that.
Somebody said our outlook determines the outcome.
Amen. Yeah, that's the truth. Absolutely.
Well, listen, Brother Hamby, I can't tell you much enough. How much I appreciate you.
Amen. Appreciate you.
Thank you for being a guest today.
Amen.
God bless.
It's a privilege. Thank you so much.
General William Booth, talking about salvation that is in Christ Jesus, made the following quote. He said, "The world needs it. The worst man that ever walked will go to heaven if he obtains it. And the best man that ever lived will go to hell if he misses it. Salvation is the gift of God. The Bible says, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God." We're also reminded that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We're told also in Holy Scripture, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad for salvation by grace through faith in the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, I'd like to remind you that our programs, to the best of my knowledge, are also put up on YouTube. Just go to Andrew Phipps and Faith, Family, and Freedom, and I believe that they would be a blessing. That way, maybe if you have neighbors and friends or relatives that live out of the viewing area, they too could watch those programs. Again, Our mission is to stand up, to advocate, and to try to speak truth to error. And you know, truth becomes hate to those who hate the truth. And our job today is not to be popular, but it's to be faithful, and faithful to the Word of God, and faithful to His cause. And so we want to do everything within our power. And we realize that we don't have much power ourselves. Everything that's given to us comes from the Father of lights. But we do want to use the time wisely. Again, we'd like to come to your area sometime. We've been blessed to do that. Just get in contact with us. If you feel that we could be a help to you and your community, it would be a wonderful opportunity for us. The Lord's allowed us to speak in maybe 43 states or better, and we're hoping to continue that. Our goal is not to retreat nor to recede, but it's to advance. We feel like that we need to do everything that we can while we can and when we can, as long as we have that ability. There may come a time when I can't, even if I wanted to, but right now I'm feeling good and I'd like to visit with you sometime. Remember, Faith, Family, and Freedom is on the website. You can visit there. We always want to encourage you to stand in these last days, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand for the truth. It doesn't matter who's against us. I mean, we don't have to be fearful of men. We have a God of all comfort who's able to do more than any of us could think or imagine. I'll look forward to being with you at the next opportunity. But until that time, this is your friend, Andrew Phipps. Have a great day, and God bless you.